And his stressful light in his eye. Sahib, says he. There's a regiment and half of soldiers up at the junction knocking red cinders out of everything and everybody. They tried to hang me in my cloth, he says. And there will be murder and ruin and rape in the place before nightfall. They say they're coming down here to wake us up. What will we do with our womenfolk? Fetch me trolley, says I. Me heart's sick in me ribs for a wink at anything with the king's uniform on it. Fetch me trolley and six of the yardest men and run me up in style. He took his best kite, said Dinachet, reproachfully. 'Twas to do honour to the widdy. I could have done no less, Dinachet. Yea, and your discretions interfere with the course of the narrative. Have you ever considered for what I would look like with me head shaved as well as me chin? You bear that in your mind, Dina, darling. I was trolleyed up 6 miles, all to get a squint at a draught. I knew 'twas a spring draught going home, but there was no regiment hereabouts, more's a pity. Praise the Virgin, murmured Dinachet, but Mulvaney did not hear. When I was about 3/4 of a mile off the worst camp, powering along for to burst, I heard the noise of the man, and on me soul, cur, I could watch the voice say, Peg Burney bellowing like a bison with the bellyache. You remember Peg Burney? That was in D Company. A red hairy scrawn with a scar on his jaw. Peg Burney that cleared out the blue lights, Jubilee meeting, with the cook cramp mop last year. Then I knew it was a draft of the old regiment, and I was consumed with sorrow for the boy that was in charge. He was heard scrapings at any time. Did I ever tell you how Horker Kelly went in a clink neck at his Phoebus Apollonius?